Hey, schön, dass du eingeschaltet hast zu Saatkorn, deinem Podcast rund um Employer Branding, Recruiting, New Work und HR Startups. Jo, liebe Freundinnen und Freunde von Employer Branding, Personal Marketing und Recruiting. Heute was ganz Besonderes hier auf dem Saatkorn Podcast, denn ich spreche heute mit dem CEO und Co-Founder von Jobteaser, und zwar mit Adrien Ledoux. Ja, und wie man vielleicht schon am Namen oder beziehungsweise an der Aussprache des Namens merkt, Adrien ist Franzose. Und ja, da mein Französisch, wie man gerade schon merkt, nur so mittel ist und ihr vielleicht auch nicht alle Französisch könnt, haben wir das folgende Gespräch auf Englisch aufgenommen. Ja, heute also Jobteaser mit Adrien Ledoux. Ich wünsche viel Spaß und auf geht's. Alright, we're sitting here in Cologne today and I'm together with Adrien. He is the founder of, or one of the founders of Jobteaser. So, please introduce yourself to the Saatkorn podcast listeners.
So, yes, hello to everyone. So, I'm Adrien. I'm one of the two co-founders of Jobteaser. So, I'm the CEO. And so, we are the leading platform in Europe for the recruitment of young talents.
Wow, that's impressive. Leading platform in Europe. And during the talk before this podcast, I already heard you have offices like in Barcelona, in Paris. That's your headquarters.
Yeah, exactly.
In London, in Cologne, in Munich. Mm-hmm. How did that come?
Well, we started in France, obviously, and then because we want to help out as many students as possible, it made sense for us to expand, since students, you know, are looking to work abroad and our clients are international. That's why we decided to expand.
And how did the idea come up to build something like Jobteaser, and when did that come up?
Well, actually, it was based on our own experience. We were working in a consulting firm. We chose this consulting firm after graduating from a university. And then after a couple of years, we realized that we had made a career choice a bit by default, not really knowing what was our job really going to be like. And we just said to ourselves one night, we were working with my associate, and we realized, okay, it's crazy to make such an important decision, my first job, my first company, just because you heard that the job would be nice, just because you heard a bit of, about the company. And it's so important in your life to feel good in your job. And we felt that we need to do something about helping students enter the job market and being sure it's really the right job for them. So that was about 10 years ago now.
Wow. And yeah. Then you both decided to walk away from a consultancy and start your own business.
Exactly. So this consulting firm is now one of our clients. So we are still in good relationship with them. But yeah, we took the decision to quit, which was not easy and not at first very understandable for our family, because we were, you know, we had a nice position, but we felt there was something to be done.
Okay, and then you started in France, right? Which is an interesting market, at least from my perspective, since it's pretty centralized, completely different to the German market, for instance, which is very decentralized.
So absolutely, yes. It's really, I mean, in France, a lot of it is in Paris. A lot of the headquarters are in Paris. So we were coming from engineering and business universities, which were next to Paris. So that's why we decided to start in France.
And then you talked to all the universities?
I mean, at first, the idea was to help students have a better understanding of what were the options, what were the companies, what job they could do. And at the beginning, we were not in the universities. We were at jobteaser.com, and you could find some company profiles and some job videos to understand what would be my day-to-day job working as a product marketing at L'Oréal, for instance. So that was the beginning, a platform where you could compare different companies and their employer brands and try to understand, where do I want to work? What's the best culture? What's the best job for me? And then after, let's say, 5 years, one university came to us and said, we really like your platform. We like your content. We like the videos. We like the job ads. Is it possible to take your platform and to make it our own platform, and so that it becomes the official career platform of our universities. So we said, okay, this is great because we are closer to the students, so let's do this. And that's when we started to work with the university and change our model. So instead of just being a platform, jobteaser.com, we decided to work with universities and to provide them a career service platform, and that becomes their official platform, basically.
And how did that went in Paris then? Was it easy to convince the universities?
It was pretty easy because they had their own platform, usually, that they had built themselves with job ads, with events. And but after a couple of years, students were often complaining about the user experience, about the quality of content. And so we arrived with a better platform because we are, you know, the team is bigger, and that's our job, basically, to build the best platform as possible. And we also arrive with content, so job ads, videos that they don't have the time to produce, and it's free. So if you put those three points together, at some point, universities, it becomes clear for them. So of course, you need to convince the first, but then once you have the best universities joining, everything follows. So now in France, we have 100%, I would say, nearly of the top universities and business schools of the country.
Oh, congrats. Mm. Cool. Mm. But the business you're doing is quite complex because it's not only two-folded, mm-hmm. Like the companies and the universities, but it's three-folded.
Absolutely.
You have the students themselves. And to convince a university, like you just described, it's pretty understandable. But I don't know exactly the situation of students in France. We will speak about the German market a little bit later. Was it difficult to get the students also on the platform? And it's not only to get students there, but they have to be engaged. They have to update their profile, all these things.
Absolutely. I mean, for sure, we have a very innovative business model because we provide the solution for free to universities. Universities then communicate to the students who then register on the platform, and the clients are companies who want to basically broadcast their employer branding, their jobs directly in the universities. So the one who pay are only the companies, not the students, of course, and not the universities. In France, just to give you a very simple example, our first school was LESSEC, which is a business school. And when we launched the platform, after maybe 1 month, it was 50% of our traffic because the career service is pretty strong and they did the communication for us. And suddenly, instead of having 5-10% of students from the ESSEC business school, nearly 90% of the students registered because it was on all the screens of the universities, because the university sent emails to all the students saying you have to register now to our new platform. So it was easy to engage students, and that's why we thought it was a good strategy.
Ah, great. Okay, so that worked obviously pretty fine in France. And at what time was it? When did you found JobTeaser?
We founded JobTeaser in 2009, and we started the strategy of working with universities in 2015.
It was a long time frame between.
Absolutely. Wow. 5-6 years, jobteaser.com, classical websites, content videos, and then 2015, rolling out the strategy of working in partnership with universities.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And so far, it's still, at least that's my understanding, it's still a website, it's not an app. But
it is. I mean, it's on the for the university. It's a whole software, mm-hmm. because a university can manage their events, display their jobs. So it's a whole software. And on the student side, they have a mobile application, they have a mobile set, and they have the software basically. So they have the different options.
Yeah, great. Okay, so that's the French success story of JobTeaser. Yes. But it didn't end there. As you said right in the beginning, and as I mentioned, you are all over Europe.
Yep.
So your strategy is way bigger than just one country. It's at this point in time, it's Europe, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. For now, it's Europe. I mean, we're starting first in Europe, but we might expand to Asia or to America. But since the mission of the company, why we created JobTeacher, is really to help students, because we feel students from all the countries need help in their career guidance. It's not a topic that's completely been resolved today. So of course it's made sense for us to duplicate in our model in different countries.
Mm-hmm. And how does that work? I imagine that the markets are pretty different. Mm-hmm. I mean, if I compare the German market to the French market, there's already one thing I just mentioned. It's a central approach versus a decentral approach, but there's other things. Mm-hmm. The German economy was very stable the last 10 years. Mm-hmm. So we have like almost no unemployment in Germany, and the situation for students is just great. If they have good grades, they can do almost anything. Mm-hmm. So I think it's in that kind of situation, it's way more difficult to get the people on board, the students, but also to engage them. Is that your experience as well?
For sure. I mean, when we for us, Germany was our first international market, and it was a clear choice for us because it's such a big economy, and it's, you know, the largest economy in Europe. So it really made sense for us to launch Germany first after France. It was a very interesting market because of this what we call the talent war. Mm-hmm. Because it means that companies are struggling, so of course they are willing to invest. Because if there is high unemployment, then companies are saying, I don't really need JobTeacher because, you know, it's very easy to recruit. Whereas in Germany, where it's hard, there is a market because our market is on the company side. Mm-hmm. So that's for us very important, because that means that companies have budgets, companies are willing to try new things, because so that's on the company side, which is very important. When you have your business, you need to make sure, you know, that companies are willing to pay. So that's very important. And on the student side, for sure, it's different. It's obviously not the same way as in France. So we have to do more to communicate. We have to work closer to universities to help them engage their students. So it's different because we have to work even closer in partnership, try new ways offline, online to engage students. But we are pretty sure that if we have the right, you know, what we call the user selling proposition, basically unique selling proposition, then we will manage to engage students.
Mm-hmm. And if we talk about the German market, there's also kind of competition. I guess competition could be Uni Now, for instance, or from a completely different perspective, it could be the guys from eFellowsnet. So, as you said, there's a market, and obviously there's also market players.
Absolutely, for sure. I mean, I like to say, if there are no competitors, there are no market. So I prefer it that way. No, I think what is very different from all those players is that we really work with the universities directly. We are the official partner of the university. So suddenly for companies, it's a kind of reassuring. It's not another job board. It's not. It's something that is a way official, and it guarantees a certain level of quality. But of course, it means that we have to be the best solution. So that's that we're working on that for sure.
If you compare the situation in Germany, for instance, let's quickly compare it with Spain, because I know the Spain market also a little bit.
Yeah.
But I would assume there's a really completely different.
Absolutely.
So there's no company need, but the students will come to JobTeacher. Yeah. And now let's think about it. You have an international platform. Mm-hmm. You have great students in Spain who don't get a job in Spain. Mm. You have no company who is looking for talent in Spain from Spain, but you have a lot of companies in Germany who are looking for great talent, and perhaps you have Spanish people who could work in Germany. Is that an idea of JobTeacher?
Absolutely. I mean, you're totally right. I mean, I think that's why, I mean, at JobTeacher, we are kind of helping on the European construction in a way, because we're helping students to find a job abroad. And so you're totally right. In Spain, students are struggling to find a job. And we're seeing already a lot of Spanish engineers who are actually applying to a position in Germany. So that's something that it's actually our main communication to students in Spain is we're going to help you to find a job in France, in the UK, in Germany. So for sure, that's something that we're working on.
It's very interesting. I mean, my experience with things like that were pretty much dedicated to the German market, But if you take it on a more global or European scale, in your case, there's completely new ways how to work with talent and also to fulfill your mission statement.
Absolutely.
To help students.
Right? Yeah, and we have the chance to now have 600 universities in Europe. So we have the best universities in Spain, in Italy, in Belgium. And so, of course, we can also say to German recruiters, we can help you recruit the best talents in Europe. If you don't have enough talents on your market, we can help you to attract those talents. So that's something that it's very new, because there are no players, I would say, maybe besides LinkedIn, who can offer to a company, we can help you recruit outside your country, which is very strong.
Well, that was a question I would have liked to ask later on, but now as a point in time, didn't LinkedIn already approach you? I mean, if LinkedIn would buy JobTeaser, that would make sense in a certain kind of way.
Yeah, I mean, we have no conversation today with LinkedIn. I think we, for sure, we are very interesting because we... are in contact with students before everyone, so that's
exactly.
For sure very strategic. But I think on our side, you know, we want to do so much more. So we're not in a process where we're thinking who we could work with. We're saying that we could reinvent the way people find a job. We think we can do much more on the product, especially on career guidance, to help students find their way. So today we are not talking to partners like that.
As a journalist, I have to ask this
question. For sure, I understand.
No, but having that said, you have pretty high funding, and we already had an interview on my blog Startcorn about that. So what do you do with all this money?
Of course, I mean, we needed to invest a lot to recruit first, for sure. I mean, we have to scale the team in different countries, like in Germany. So it's important to attract the best talents.
And how big's your team in Germany?
Now in total at JobTeaser, we're 280.
Wow.
And
okay.
In Germany, we're nearly 30, 40 now. So
yes.
The team is really growing fast. As I said, it's probably the biggest market for us. So we have to invest. And the second source of investment for us is the product. We did this first step of working with universities, helping them engage their students and helping companies to broadcast their content directly in the university, which is already nice. But coming back to the mission of JobTeaser, we want to do much more to help students, and we think we can innovate a lot more compared to some players like LinkedIn, which is a social network. It's not really helping you even as a graduate to understand what you want to do, what are my strengths, what are my motivations. So we're really investing in a whole R&D team to make sure that we can help students reflect and understand who they are and where they could work, basically.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk a little bit more in depth about innovation at JobTeaser. So what's in the can, in the pipeline? What do you have in mind?
What we have in mind is that we feel that what we call career guidance, which is really helping you understand what is the best fit for you. We feel that there are no players today on the market who's really tackling this topic. You have job boards, so it's just job ads. You have social networks, so it's just getting in contact with your network. But when I talk to people, students, but also graduates or more experienced people who want to change their job, they say, I don't feel helped in this transition. And I have different options, but nothing is completely right. So what we're working on is basically the possibility to help and to guide people with a whole process through an application that we're going to launch, so a mobile app, where you basically can more understand who you are. So it can be through psychometric tests. We just launched the first one called Marco, where you understand what are my motivation drivers, what are my values, who am I, where would I be the best fulfilled. So that's it will be a whole application with those tests, but also a way to explore the market. Okay, what are the options, what are the companies out there, what are the positions, and at the end of the application, of course, finding a job. But we really feel that on the top, at the beginning of the process, no one is really helping you to understand where to understand who you are and where would be the best fit for you. So that's, we have a whole R&D team of 10 people with it's really I really love the topic because they're working on the career guidance about, you know, psychology, how to understand people more, how to help them more in the process. And for me, it's really thrilling to work on the on this career guidance topic.
I suppose matching algorithms would also be a big topic of relevance for job teams.
Exactly. I mean, in this application, you will have basically those three steps. First, get to know myself. Two, understand the market, what are the options, and three, find a job. And then also you will have those, so those psychometric tests, but you also will have some algorithm to push you the right content. Okay, given what I know about you, I think this should be the most relevant. And three, interactions, because in guidance, the most important is sometimes meeting someone, you know. So we want to help you understand with algorithm who you should meet in your university, an alumni, a professional maybe who can help you because he's exactly working in the field that is interesting for you. So we're working on that because we feel that interaction community is also super important when you are looking for some help.
In terms of the German market, what are your plans for 2020 then?
For sure, I mean, we need to recruit. So if anyone wants to join, I mean, we'd be very happy to welcome you. So we need to recruit and maybe to double, triple the team. So that's for sure. We need to continue convincing more universities for sure. And of course, launching this new application to help students and guide them through their research.
Is there already a time plan when this application comes out?
Yes, I mean, yeah, I mean, for sure, there are two main, I mean, applications that we want to launch. One is really about career guidance, so that would be, I would say, by June, September, roughly. And the other one is because we were talking about that students are maybe so they have so much options. There's another feature called a shortlist, where you can be basically passive as a candidate and wait for recruiters to try to engage with you. So you have the power, which is the reality of the market in Germany. So that's also a new feature that we're rolling out so that students have nothing to do. Recruiters are contacting them directly and saying, I really want to meet you. And then you have a direct access to the HR.
Very interesting. Perhaps last question that I'm really interested in terms of engagement of students in the German market, a very special topic. Mm-hmm. So I know from my own experience. Mm. What are the different drivers that you want to push or pull to just get more student engagement? Because obviously a lot of German students are a little bit lazy and, yep. and that's okay because yep. the market is like it is. But how do you want to achieve that? Yeah, it's the app, but yep. Are there other ideas in terms of community or something like that?
Exactly. I mean, I think that what we understand of the German student, of course, is they have different options, so they don't really need to be proactive. So for sure, being shortlisted and having the power, engaging directly with the recruiter is really a strong value proposition. And the second is about communities, for sure. Because we feel that students find a lot thanks to the network in Germany, more than elsewhere. We're going to build community features that is more than just a simple job board, where you can basically see in your network, share job ads, share student jobs, because the community is so strong. That's the way people find a job. They find it not online, they find it through the network. So we're working to nice features like a WhatsApp, I would say, so that you could share and say, I just finished this job position. It's really cool. Give me a message and I will give you the job opportunity. It's for you, because we see that it's working like that in German universities.
Great. Sounds interesting. Sometimes I wish I was a student still, but
maybe it's not too late. You never know.
Yeah, that's correct. That's correct. Thanks for joining the Saatkorn podcast. Is there anything you want to add to the audience?
No, I just wanted to say that I'm really pleased and I'm really excited about working on the German markets and really happy to talk today. It was a real pleasure.
Yeah, and I thank you really for being on the show and talking about the show. In the show notes, obviously, you will have the contact address for Jobteaser for the German representative. And if you want to know more, just stay tuned to Saatkorn and check out the Jobteaser website.
Das war Adrian Ledoux hier in den Räumlichkeiten von Jobteaser in Köln. Bin gespannt, wie es mit dem Unternehmen weitergeht. Und ja, da sind wir auch schon wieder am Ende der heutigen Saatkorn-Podcast-Folge angekommen. Wie immer gilt, Wenn es dir gefallen hat, dann sag das gern und zeig das auch gern, zum Beispiel bei den Bewertungen in iTunes. Und wenn das nicht so der Hit war, dann sag's bitte auch gern und schreib mir einfach Feedback an gero@saatkorn.com. Und bis dahin würde ich sagen, halt die Ohren steif, was immer du auch gerade machst, tust oder wo du gerade bist. Und ich wünsche dir eine gute Zeit, hoffentlich bis zum nächsten Mal beim Saatkorn-Podcast. Have fun!